In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. It is, dear friends, an invitation to the true contemplation. The true contemplation leads us to act out of charity, what we call the good works. If the slogan, "Let's do it," is appealing for your generous souls, we need to specify what kind of doers we must be. Doers of the word, that means to practice the doctrine of the Lord contained in his words and deeds. We need the first to be hearer. Where can we find this word? In the Holy Gospels and in the tradition of his church. In the Holy Gospels, obviously, we contemplate the first model of Christian life, our Lord himself. In tradition, we contemplate the life of the saints who reflected the first model. Those are the doers we want to imitate. The examples of the saints reflect this first exemplar cause of holiness. An example is not a mere illustration. An example is a cause, a principle. In nature, our next exemplar cause is our parents. A child reflects his parents and ancestry in some physical features and even in his character. In the domain of divine grace, the first cause is our Lord himself. And the grace we received with the holy baptism made us Christ-like. Therefore, we must take as example only the figures that reflect this first cause and ideal. The saints are a legitimate source of imitation for us. Through exemplarity, they lead us to the common model of the disciples of Christ. We can, of course, recognize the natural virtue of certain personalities in a civil society or in history. If they don't point to the right end to us, if they don't point to the ultimate end to us, if their features are excellent only on the natural level, we could find in them only a source of natural inspiration, but not of imitation. And so we can recognize the generosity of character in antique heroes like Achilles, or in some legend like Davy Crockett. However, they remain source of inspiration, not of imitation. The ultimate end, the finality, is missing. We learn from their stories. We don't imitate them. In this world, not from this world. In considering the saints as our true models, we practice these words of the Apostle St. Paul. In this church, St. Stanislaus, we have the grace to venerate many of these saints in their relics. Relics means what remain. What remain is the medium for our veneration to our fellow citizens in heaven. What remain of their example in our souls is a legitimate question to ask. Each time we celebrate these models of Christian life, there is a soul faithful to divine grace to venerate and a virtue to imitate. To be a saint is to be familiar, is to be close with our Lord, to our Lord, just like the apostles. Sometimes in our spiritual life, we hear, like the Apostle Philip, I have been with you all this time, and still you do not know me. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. And we remember that we have still a lot to learn from our divine model. The mediator is also the goal. This is why we need mediators to reach the mediator. Christ, of course, doesn't need a mediator to reach us. But he used mediators between him and us out of mercy in regarding our weaknesses. We turn to our mediatrix, the Blessed Virgin Mary, who keeps us close to the mediator, her son. Our prayers made in name of Christ cannot be presented in a better manner than in her hands. The Blessed Virgin Mary teaches us how to purify our intentions, so to release our good actions from any worldly egotism or vanity. On this day, we celebrate the Mothers, and we pray a spiritual tribute to our Heavenly Mother. From her divine motherhood, we receive the Savior and the salvation. May Our Lady reign in our hearts. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.